The Columbia Shuswap Regional District is celebrating the heroism of one of its own. At 1:30 a.m. Saturday, September 20, Shuswap Fire Department members were dispatched to a structural fire at a property located in the Blind Bay area north of Salmon Arm, near the Dreamcycle Motorcycle Museum. Shuswap Fire Department Deputy Fire Chief Ty Barrett was first on scene of the fully engulfed fire, where he saw the homeowner standing on the driveway in front of the home. He attempted to lead the man to a safe location but was told the man's son was still in the building. After learning where the son was, Barrett entered a door on the north side of the residence, which was not yet on fire. As he and the elderly resident made their way along a hallway, Barrett noticed the unconscious son on the floor. The father, meanwhile, had wandered further into the building. So, Barrett carried the son 6 or 7 feet, propped him on a post near the entrance, and went back into the burning building to find him. He located the elderly man in the kitchen, retrieving items from a table which was now on fire, and escorted him to the entrance, where his son had recovered enough to stand up. "I am not a hero," protests a humble Barrett, calling the response a team effort by an amazing team of extremely hard-working men and women. "It could have been a lot worse with embers flying all over the place, but the firefighters did an amazing job keeping it to one property. I'm happy everyone's okay, I'm just happy for that." While Regional Fire Chief Sean Kubero maintains that Columbia Shuswap Regional Fire Services members are humble and not inclined to trumpet their own successes, all of CSRD is extremely proud of the Shuswap Fire Department. "They saved a life and that is the ultimate success. It's the best outcome you could ever hope for," says Kubero, who was named BC Office of the Fire Commissioner's Trainer of the Year in 2021. "The rescue is a testament to the training and dedication of the firefighters in our regional district." On the way to the fire, Barrett had called for mutual aid from Tappan, White Lake, and Eagle Bay Fire Departments, asking for water tenders, knowing there are no hydrants in the area. Some 15 members of the Shuswap Fire Department and apparatus responded to the fire, while 8 Tappan firefighters arrived with tenders and manpower. White Lake and Eagle Bay supplied water tenders. Barrett remained on the scene of the fire until 6:30 a.m., when he, Shuswap Captain Frank Samuel, and White Lake Fire Chief Brian Griffin had to go to the Salmon Arm Training Center to teach exterior live firefighting. "It was a tired group," laughs Barrett, noting the house and shop were a total loss, and firefighters remained on scene to mop up until about 9 a.m. The residents were taken to the hospital but have since been released. Emergency support services was called in to help the men with accommodation, food, and other services. "It sounds like they are doing well, which is great to hear," Barrett says. In the meantime, Kubero is investigating the fire, which he says does not seem suspicious. The regional district operates 14 fire departments within 9 local fire suppression service areas, and fire services manages 14 fire halls, more than 50 major pieces of apparatus, and more than 325 paid per call firefighters. The CSRD strives to have all fire service members trained and competent to an interior operations service level in accordance with the BC Office of the Fire Commissioner's Structure Firefighters Competency and Training Playbook.